It's the Morning Mess Recap Podcast from 95.1 WAPE.
95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station. It's the Big A Morning Mass. Thanks for joining us today. Jimmy Kimmel was on the on his Jimmy Kimmel show yesterday talking all about the Oscars and how it happened and what was going on.
And we noticed some commotion going on. And Matt says, I think I heard the stage manager say they got the winner wrong. Because the stage manager is on. The stage manager is never on camera. So we're sitting there and you just kind of figure, well, you know, the host will go on stage and clear this up. And then I remember, oh, I'm the host.
And that was all about what happened at the Oscars, which is still the biggest mess up. I did read a story. They tracked down the guy who was responsible. Now, think about this guy. Have you ever, by the way, Megan, messed up at work real bad?
Not to that extreme, no. Because, I mean, like, little things. No, not like that.
This guy, they showed a picture of him. They have his name out everywhere. He works for PricewaterhouseCoopers, which is the accounting house that has been doing the Oscars forever.
Yeah.
And what happens is, here's what happens. They print up two of each envelope.
Right.
As a backup.
I think that's stupid, too.
It seems horrible. Horrible. They probably will stop doing that.
Yeah.
They have two people, both with briefcases, both containing the envelope, standing on either side of the stage.
Yeah.
That way, no matter which side of the stage the presenters come from, someone can be there with an envelope. So this dude hands Warren Beatty the wrong envelope. He hands her the Emma Stone envelope because what happened was the Emma Stone presenter came from the other side. So he gave...
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Right. Leonardo DiCaprio comes from one side, gets the envelope from that PricewaterhouseCoopers person.
Right.
He's got a duplicate, and instead of giving the best picture... Anyway, so I was reading this big article about this guy. First of all, the guy looks like Matt Damon.
There's two people, too, that knew. There's like two people out of everybody in the world that knew...
Right, who the best picture was.
Who the best picture was.
Correct.
Yeah.
Which is why they ran out on stage and go, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Right.
So anyway, this guy's standing on stage, and he hands the wrong envelope. He looks like Matt Damon, which is, you can see him on stage, and I thought it was Matt Damon. It's not. It's the guy from PricewaterhouseCoopers. And everybody says, oh my God, you look just like Matt Damon.
That's probably why they thought Jimmy Kimmel was doing a prank
right.
at first.
Well, exactly right. The other thing is that this guy is like a star hunter. Like he loves the celebrities apparently.
Oh,
and
really?
That's why he loves his job. And they were saying he's always taking selfies and posting photos with celebs, which I mean, I can't blame the guy. I do the same thing.
Yeah, I would too.
But they were saying he was like distracted by all the celebs backstage. And even as Emma Stone came off, he snapped a photo with her just seconds before handing the wrong envelope to Warren Beatty.
Yeah.
So now they're trying to throw this guy under the bus as like not really responsible.
Yeah, it's just so crazy.
I mean, could you imagine if you go into work? Like, I've messed up at work before, right? Like, I mean, I've done and said things that have cost the company some money. You know, some advertisers have pulled their media, you know, but that happens.
Yeah, but that's like such a smaller scale, I feel like.
Sometimes you break the copy. Oh, we had a girl once who worked here. She was an intern or a part-time or something. And we were doing an event. We had this huge, what was it, like a 5-story inflatable WAPE ape.
Ape, yeah.
You may remember it. If you've ever driven around town, you may have seen this big inflatable ape whenever we have an appearance.
Yeah.
And people are like, you know, I never see that ape anymore. There's a good reason for that. We were doing an appearance, and we had the ape up. And because it was a windy day or whatever, we tied, you know, because it has tethers.
Right.
We tied it to like a stake in the ground and we tied it to a pole on the building. And then there was nothing left to tie the third tether to. So we tied it to the back bumper of one of our WAPE vans.
Right.
Then when the event was over, somebody said to this intern, hey, go get the van and pull it around so we can empty the tables. And the intern walked up to the van that the big ape was tethered to, didn't realize it, and drove off, ripping a giant hole into the big ape, which then started to deflate and landed right on the middle of Atlantic Boulevard. And like cars were almost caused a 3-car pileup.
Oh my God. That's something I would totally do.
That was a big mistake. That was a big mess up.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever done anything to that extreme.
No, not yet. No, but,
not yet.
You know.
I mean, there's still time.
There still is. 340-9595, 800-475-9595. Have you ever had a major mishap at work that really like screwed up everything for everybody? Maybe you broke something expensive or cost the company a lot of money or something. 340-9595. What was your worst screw up at your workplace? WAPE, good morning. Hi, who's this?
My name is Turin.
Hey, Turin?
Turin.
Oh, and Turin, what'd you do at work that was a huge mistake?
I sent $152 million to the wrong state.
You sent $152 million to the wrong state.
Oh, my God.
What state were you supposed to send it to?
I don't even remember. It was years ago, but I worked for a bank, and we would transfer money between the banks in the state, and my boss told me to transfer it to a different routing number, and I sent $152 million to the wrong state.
Did they send it back?
Obviously, yes.
Okay, all right, good.
I got in trouble, but...
Did you get fired?
No, for the whole next month, my pay got deducted down to $9 an hour.
Oh, wow. They deducted your pay?
How can they do that?
Huh.
Because I was a proof operator, and the faster you do, the more money you make. And if you make an error, they can deduct your money.
Oh, man. Wow. That sucks.
The whole next month, it really did suck.
Well, luckily, they got their $152 million back, though.
Yes.
Yeah, and I bet you never sent money to the wrong state again, right?
No.
I can see them. I said North Dakota! North Dakota! Not South Dakota! Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate it. No, West Virginia. Not Virginia. WAP. Good morning. Hi, who's this?
Mary Lynn. Hey, Mary Lynn. How are you doing this morning?
We're great, Mary Lynn. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
What did you do that was a horrible mess up at work?
Oh, wow. This has happened about a month ago, and I work at the Dollar General in Glen, and I accidentally gave away a check, and we're supposed to keep the checks and put them in our drawer, and accidentally gave a $100-something check back to a customer.
You gave a $100-something check back to a customer?
Yes, sir, and we're supposed to keep the checks. We're supposed to put them in our registers.
Yeah.
And accidentally gave...
So they got $100 worth of free stuff at the Dollar General?
Yes, sir.
Don't feel bad. The girl before you sent $152 million to the wrong state.
Yeah,
so.
I was like, that's
what?
You'll be fine. Don't worry about it. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate 340-9595, 800-475-9595. What's the biggest thing you ever did at work? Did you send multiple millions to the wrong person, or did you mess up the best picture envelope? 340-9595. James, good morning. What'd you do?
I accidentally cussed out the wrong employee.
You cussed out the wrong employee?
Yes, sir, I did.
Why did you cuss out an employee in the beginning anyway?
Upset.
And so you were upset because an employee did something and you went to the wrong employee and yelled at them?
Yes, sir, I did. It was kind of terrible.
Yeah, that sucks.
Cost me my job.
No, yeah, I was going to ask.
It did?
Yeah, it did.
Did you evidently get to cuss out the right person, or was that... Never happened.
Eventually, yeah, I did.
Oh, okay. Oh, good. All right. So, a happy ending. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Samantha. How are you?
Great, Samantha. What did you do at work that was just the worst thing ever?
Well, I worked for an insurance company, and I was supposed to add a 2015 Maserati to an auto policy, and I forgot. And about 6 months later, he totaled the car, and he had no insurance to fix his car.
Oh, my God.
Wait,
how does that happen?
Wait a minute. You forgot to add his car to the insurance policy.
Yep. I wrote it on a sticky note, and I lost the sticky note, and I didn't add the car.
That's how insurance companies work? You just write things on sticky notes? I thought it was, like, automatic.
No, I mean, genuinely, it's supposed to, but, I'm an agent. Here in Jacksonville. That was 2 years ago. I haven't made a mistake since. So
what happened?
You didn't get fired?
I did not get fired.
Oh, good.
I mean, I also didn't transfer $152 million to the wrong state either, so I think I'm doing okay.
Yeah, no, you're good.
What happened? So the guy had to pay for his own Maserati?
He didn't have any insurance, but then, the insurance company kind of came back and said, well, you haven't paid a premium on a car for 6 months, you've gotten your statement, you've gotten your bill, you notice nothing changed. So,
yeah.
I guess you're right.
He admitted, he's like, oh, yeah, so it wasn't added, whatever the case may be. So,
right. I mean, look, if you're dumb enough to total a Maserati, you're dumb enough to notice you're not insured for it.
Exactly. I concur.
Yeah. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Liz.
Hey, Liz, what's the dumbest thing you ever did at work that was just a huge mistake?
So when I was a teller, I had this guy who's withdrawing $5,000. I was like 8 months pregnant and I was not paying attention. I gave him the money and did not actually take the money out of his account. Luckily, I was able to figure out who he was at the end of my shift, and we called him and he was very nice about it. Came back to sign the paper so that we could take the funds out of his account. But I very close to lost $5,000.
So you were just pregnant and handing out money because you were like,
sweet.
I'm like, here, have all the money.
That's awesome.
This is lucky day.
Thanks for calling. Pregnant women, by the way, they just don't give a crap about anything. I went to go get my driver's license, I wore glasses. This was before I had LASIK. And I went and I didn't have my glasses on me. And I went and I looked in the little machine, and this woman was like literally 9.5 months pregnant.
Yeah.
And it was July, and she was hot and like it worked in the DMV.
Miserable, yeah.
And she goes, read the bottom line. And I go, QSTR, because I couldn't see the last letter.
Uh-huh.
And she looks at me, she goes, try again. And I go, P? And she goes, one more time. And I go, like literally, S? And she goes, thank God. And she cleared me. So I was like, wow, I wonder how many blind people are driving today because this pregnant woman doesn't want to be at work.
Well, you got
today.
It right. So
I did, eventually. Third try.
Yeah.
What does that say? Stop? Yield? What?
Oh, that's true.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.